妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是纪念主复活的日子。
Today is the day that we remember the resurrection of our Lord.
使我想起了前一阵子看过的一个见证。
So I remembered a testimony that I read a few days ago.
有一个在回教国家长大的年轻人。
It was a young man who grew up in a Muslim country.
有一天他听了福音。
One day he heard about the gospel message.
他就信了耶稣基督。
And he believed in Jesus Christ.
然后他在自然的在那个环境里面承受了很大的压力。
Then he received much oppression in that environment.
那那个家里人对他也不谅解。
And many family members did not understand.
那大家就很奇怪的说，为什么你好好的要跑去信耶稣呢？
People asked him, how come you want to believe in Jesus Christ?
后来那那个问的他逼得他紧了。
Many people were asking the same question.
然后他有一天就回答说。
So finally he answered.
他说当你走到人生的交叉路口。
When you walk upon the crossroad of life.
那里有两个人。
And there are two people.
一个是死去多时的人。
One has died many years ago.
一个是死而复活今天仍然是活着的人。
The other died and resurrected and is still living today.
你会选择跟从哪一个呢？
Who would you choose to follow?
你会听从哪一位的指引呢？
Who would you listen to?
世界各大的宗教
All the major religions of the world
都有它的创始人
Have their founder
这些都是教主
These are the founder
唯有耶稣基督是死而复活的
Only Jesus Christ died and resurrected.
并且今天仍然的活着。
And today he is still alive.
所以耶稣是救主。
And he is the Savior.
为此复活节是那么样子的重要。
And that's why Easter is so important.
因为这正向我们再一次的保证。
This is a reassurance for us.
我们所信的不是一位教主。
That whoever we believe is not just the founder of a religion.
不是一位哲人。
It's not a philosopher.
而是一位活生生的救主
He's a living savior
今天仍然的带领我们
And today continue to lead us
今天仍然的看顾我们
Today continue to watch over us
今天仍然的对我们说话
And today continue to speak to us
今天仍然的是帮助我们
And continue to help us
而保罗在以弗所书二章一到十节
Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 10
就进一步谈到说
And talk about this
信耶稣是何等的重要
How important it is to believe in Jesus.
请打出那个幻灯出来
Let's take a look at the passage.
让我们看一看这段的经文。我为了就请 James 用英文读一次。
We'll just read it once in English.
中文的请大家自己看。
And you can follow in Chinese if you wish. Chapter 2, verse 1. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live,when you follow the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature object of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ,even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves,It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
请把这一段的经文再回到前面的第一节那里，让我们一直的把这段经文不要收起来，然后我们一直要来到看。
We'll follow this passage.
这里是保罗提醒了我们三件事。
Paul reminded us three things in this passage.
第一是信耶稣前的人生。
When he reminded us of our lives before we believe in Jesus.
第二是基督耶稣里的新生。
Secondly, the new life we have in Jesus Christ.
最后 是新生的人生目的。
Lastly, the goal of this new life.
第一信耶稣之前的人生是个死在犯罪过犯当中的人生。
The life we have before we believe in Jesus is dead in transgressions and sin.
没有信耶稣的人，
if you do not believe in Jesus,
在圣经称之是死了的人。
In the Bible, it says you are dead.
因为他与上帝生命的源头是切断的。
Because you have broken a relationship with God, who is the source of life.
他与上帝没有任何的关系。
You don't have any relationship with God.
他对属灵的事没有任何的感觉。
And no spiritual feeling.
正如以弗所书四章十八节所说的。
Just like Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18 says,
他们心地昏昧。
They are darkened in their understanding.
与上帝所赐的生命隔绝了。
And separated from the life of God.
这好比从树根上剪下来
，just like a branch that's cut off，
插在花瓶里
，and put it in a vase，
轻供在岸上的樱花
，like a cherry blossom that's cut off and put on the table。
虽然是用水养着
，even though it have water，
暂时很好看
，and it looks very nice，
但是最终它会枯萎死亡
，but eventually it will die off，
因为这个枝子已经从根上切断了
，because the branch was cut off from the root。
不再连于生命的源头。
Not connected with the source of life.
而女儿昨天打电话给我。
Yesterday, Reverend Lin's daughter called.
她说她买了一棵樱花树。
So she bought a cherry tree.
她说他们只能买最便宜的那个。
She bought the cheapest one.
60多块钱。
About $60.
很小棵。
It's a small tree.
要把它慢慢种起来。
And want to grow it.
然后小小的一棵都值60多块钱。
A tiny little tree costs $60.
因为它有根。
Because it has roots，
它有生命。
It's life。
如果你在那个 Sky Gaffy on the street 上面有很多的樱花树
，there are many cherry blossoms on the avenue of Gaffy。
如果你晚上偷偷的去，不是叫你去做啊，偷偷的去切一枝下来。
I'm not telling you to do it， but if you go at night and cut off a little branch，
然后在家里摆着
，and put it in your home，
也可以摆几天
，it will last a few days，
但是不值钱。
But it's worthless.
因为什么？那个不会只变成慢慢的一棵的大的樱花树。
Because that cannot grow into a big cherry tree.
因为它没有生命的源头。
There's no life.
而这属灵的死
，and the spiritual death.
圣经上所说的
，according to the Bible,
是由两种致死的原因所造成的。
The two factors.
就是过犯跟罪恶。
Transgressions and sins.
过犯在希腊文。
Transgression in Greek.
是 para。Toma.
Paratoma.
是指失足。
Means you are tripped.
是指越过界限。
That you pass over a guideline.
在英文的那个 King James Version 里的主导文。
In the King James Version and Lord's Prayer.
他说那个是 forgives us our trespasses.
It's translated as trespasses.
And as we forgive those who trespass against us.就是赦免我们的债，如同我们中文是免了我们，免了他们是那个有赦免我们的债。
So that word in English will translate here as trespasses.
但是它的那个其实这个 trespass 就是越界。
Means you have crossed a borderline.
比如你家的门口你不欢喜人家来打扰。
Let's say at your home you don't want people to come in.
你就在它的那个门上铁门上贴一个牌子。
You can put a sign on your door.
No trespassing.就是不可越界，而这个就是当我们是越界了。
So once you have a trespass，
这个在圣经里面就是过犯。
That means it's a transgression。
就是神说不该做的。
It's something that you are not supposed to do according to God。
我们越界做了。
That we have a trespass。
在生活当中
，in our lives，
我们又有谁没有曾经越过界限呢？
Any of us have never trespassed.
有没有人敢说我从小没有撒过谎？
Can anyone raise a hand say they have never lied before?
如果你举手的话，
If you raise your hand,
你就是可能撒了最大的谎。
You probably is lying right now.
因为我们每个人都曾经越界撒过谎。
So every one of us have transgressions.
以保罗这样子的一个人，他甚至在罗马书七章七节里面承认说。
Even Paul in the book of Romans chapter 7 verse 7 says
他说十诫里面第十诫是讲不可贪心
In the Ten Commandments the tenth commandment says do not covet
但是又有谁没有起过贪心
But who have never of the heart for covetousness.
这里讲到另一个致死的原因就是罪恶。
The second reason for causing death is sin.
这个希腊文原文是 hamartia.
And original Greek is hamartia.
就是说失准。
Means you miss your mark.
啊，那是那个你打枪没有打中目标。
When you are targeting, you miss your target.
这就是罗马书三章二十三节所说的。
That's what Book of Romans chapter 3:23 says.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
That we all fall short of glory. We all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
上帝定下了崇高的标准。
God has set a very high standard.
我们的生活没有达到这个标准。
In our lives, we could not achieve that.
圣经称这是罪。
And this is sin.
这是失准。
This is a miss your mark.
正如雅各书四章十七节说。
In the book of James chapter 4:17 says.
人若知道行善。
Anyone then who knows the good.
却不去行。
That he ought to do but does not do it.
这就是他的罪了。
This became his sin.
而这属灵死亡的表现圣经告诉我们。
And the manifestation of the spiritual death.
有三方面。
Is manifested in three ways.
第一就是随从今世的风俗。
To follow the rule of the world.
也就是人云亦云。
And follow whatever people are saying.
没有玉树临风正气凛然的道德力量。
You don't have the moral strength to stand up against him.
那第二就是顺服撒旦。
Second, obedience to Satan.
是被撒旦掳去。
And you were enslaved by Satan.
正如耶稣所说的，犯罪的就成为罪的奴仆。
Just like Jesus said, once you have sinned, you become slaves of sin.
而且另外一种的表现。
Thirdly,
就是随从肉体的私欲。
To follow the desire of your flesh.
比肉体。情欲、血气所控制。
Be controlled by the flesh and your emotions.
你不能够自己自主。
You don't have your own willpower.
为此，古代教会在举行敬礼的时候
，Because of this, in the past, when they have baptism,
他们会问受洗的人
，They will ask those who are being baptized,
你是否愿意
？Are you willing?
拒绝世界、撒旦和肉体
？To refuse the world, Satan and flesh.
因为重生得救的人。
Because if you are reborn,
就有拒绝世界
then you have the power to refuse and the world,
撒旦
Satan
和肉体的力量
and the flesh,
而死在过犯罪恶中的人
and those who are died in transgression,
最终是迈向那永远与上帝隔绝的死亡
walk toward the eternal death apart from God.
正如以弗所书二章十二节所说的。
在 Ephesians chapter 2 verses 12 says,
在世上没有指望
without hope in this world,
没有上帝
without God.
我每天还在那个开车来教会
every day as Reverend Lin's driving to church,
我都经过 Vincent Thomas Bridge,
we'll pass through Vincent Thomas Bridge,
然后走下到 Gaffey Street,
go through Gaffey,
然后最后呢就转进 Anaheim Street,
and become Anaheim,
然后在 Anaheim Street 要进到 Western,在那条街的路口
We'll turn into a Western.
有一家殡仪馆公司
There's a funeral company.
那叫做 Futura.
His name is called Futura.
这个字在英文里面的字根的意思就是说将来的意思
It indicates something for the future.
然后他在门口有三个大光管招牌
And there are three big signs.
那天天向我招手
And every day is waving to Reverend Lin.
一个是什么是 casket.
First sign says a casket,
就是棺木。
棺木。
另外一个呢，中间一个写着 cremation.
The second says cremation.
火葬。
火葬。
第三个是 marker.
The third one says marker.
就是墓碑。那我每天走过，心里都很有压力。
So every day he passed, he felt some pressure there.
我也在那里，反正每次看都有很多的感想。
And indeed, cause you to meditate on it.
因为没有基督的人生
If your life would have no Jesus,
那这个就是每一个没有基督人生的将来
This is the future of those who have, do not believe.
那没有基督耶稣的话
If you do not have Jesus in your life,
我们每个人的将来都只有这三样可以仰望
We can only look forward to these three things.
就是有一天要放在棺木里面
One day you'll be in a casket.
然后好，那接下来就是要处理遗体
And you may be cremated.
可能是火葬，可能是土葬
Cremation or buried underground.
那最后是小小的一个的墓碑，一个 marker.
At the end, you will have a marker on your tombstone.
标志着你曾经在世上走过一趟。
Saying that you ever lived in this world.
但是感谢神。
But I want to thank God.
我们要看看第五节。
Verse 5 says,
说当我们死在过犯中的时候,
that even when we were dead in transgression,
神便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
We were made alive with Christ.
在基督耶稣里,
in Jesus Christ,
就有新生命。
There's new life.
这是包括性的复活。
It's the inclusive resurrection.
那这个是在哥林多前书十五章二十到二十二节这么说。
And this is First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 to 22. 我很
欢喜用现代中文译本，因为这比较白话，这比较容易明白。
We'll use a different translation here.
事实上，这里说，事实上，基督已经从死里复活。
It says.Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
这是要保证已经死的人也要复活。
To ensure that those people who are dead will resurrect also.
因为死亡是从一人来的。
Because death comes from one man.
死人复活也是从一人来的。
A resurrection also through a man.
正如众人的死亡是因为他们跟亚当连结。
For as in Adam all died.
同样的，众人的复活是因为他们跟基督连结。
So in Christ, all will be made alive.
那我们怎么能够跟基督连结呢
？How can we be in Christ?
那子涵呢？这个连结就是借着信靠耶稣基督做个人的救主。
It's through believing in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
并且是遵循主的话，接受洗礼。
And be obedient to His words and be baptized.
正如罗马书六章三到五节说
It's like a book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 3 says.
那现代中文译本是这么翻译。
In the Chinese version.
你们一定知道。Romans 6:3.
Or don't you know?
我们受洗跟基督合而为一。
That all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death.
也就是受洗跟他同死。
Baptized into his death.
借着洗礼。
And through the baptism.
我们已经跟他同归于死。
We're therefore buried with him.
一同埋葬。
Into death.
正如天父以他荣耀的大能。
In order that.
使基督从死里复活。
Just as Christ was raised from the dead.The glory of the Father.
我们同样也要过着新的生活。
We too may live a new life.
并且在第五节这里就是说
And verse 5 says,
如果我们跟基督合而为一
If we have been united with him like this,
经历了他的死
In his death,
我们同样也要经历他的复活。
We will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
并且今生今世
In today's world,
上帝是信靠耶稣基督的人。
For those who believe in Jesus Christ,
是一同的苏醒
that we could be resurrected,
一同起来
to be raised,
一同坐在天上
to be in heaven.
这表示借着信靠耶稣基督
through the belief in Jesus Christ,
我们得着一个初心的属灵生命
we have a new spiritual life.
我们会对属灵的事
for spiritual matters,
特别是对上帝有敏锐的感觉。
Have a sensitive attitude toward God's spiritual matters.
那这就是苏醒的意思。
This is what it means to be awake.
我们会有遵行上帝旨意的力量。
We'll have the power to be obedient to God's rules.
这就是起来。
And to be raised.
正如箴言书二十四章十六节说。
Like Proverbs 24 verses 16.
一人虽七次跌倒。
For though a righteous man falls seven times.
然必兴起。
He rises again.
真正信靠耶稣基督的人
For those who truly believe in Jesus Christ,
虽然会犯罪跌倒
Even though you may sin, you may fall,
但是上帝始终会帮助他归正
But God will help you.
我们与基督一同坐在天上又是什么意思呢
What does it mean to be sitting with Jesus in heaven?
基督在天上坐在哪里呢
Where does Jesus sit in heaven?
我们有好多基督徒可以讲出来基督在天上坐在哪里
Anyone knows where does Jesus sit in heaven?
坐在父神的右边
On the right side of Heavenly Father
罗马书八章三十四节
Romans chapter 8 verse 34
哥罗西书三章一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
希伯来书十章十二节。
Hebrews 10:12.
希伯来书十二章二节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2.
都说是基督如今坐在上帝宝座的右边。
All said Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the throne of God.
也就是我们信耶稣的人。
For those who believe in Jesus,
能够活在上帝的同在当中,
we can live in the presence of God.
并且在保罗的原文里面,
in the original verse written by Paul,
他是用希腊文的现代完成式,
he used a present perfect tense.
这表示了对于我们这些信靠耶稣基督的人,
that means for those who believe in Jesus Christ,
我们现在就有,
even now we already have this privilege,
能够得着上帝的带领。
To be led by God,
活在上帝的旨意当中,
to live in His will,
并且活在上帝同在中的福气,
and to live in the blessing of His presence.
我想请大家想一想,
Let's think about this.
在同一条的溪流里面,
in one stream,
活鱼和死鱼有什么分别?
What's the difference between a live fish and a dead fish?
有没有人要试试看回答这问题?
Anyone can answer this question.
活鱼跟死鱼有什么分别?
What's the difference between a dead fish and a live fish?
一个游一个飘，很接近了。
One is swimming and the other one's floating.
还有呢？啊？
一个向下飘。
一个向下飘，对 ，Uncle Phil 啊讲的。还有呢
？One is dripping down.
活鱼怎么样？活鱼能够往上游。
A live fish can swim against the stream.
死鱼只能够随波逐流。
A dead fish can only follow the flow of the water.
活鱼就能够逆流而上。
A live fish can swim against the current.
我知道我们当中很多人欢迎吃阿拉斯加的三文鱼。
I know a lot of you like the salmon fish from Alaska.
你不知道每年阿拉斯加的三文鱼会逆流而上。
You know, salmon can swim against the current.
从大海流回到溪流里面。
From ocean, swim back to the origin of the river.
经历许多的艰苦。
And go through lots of trials.
目的是要回到它原来生长的地方。
Wants to go back where it was spawned.
在最适合的环境里面。
In the most suitable environment.
产下下一代。
To lay eggs.
有属灵生命和没有属灵生命的人。
For people who have spiritual life or people who without.
也有同样的区别。
Also the same kind of difference.
为信主得救的人只能够是随着世界时代的洪流是被冲着走。
If you do not believe in Jesus Christ, you can only be washed away by the current of this world.
而且每况越下越走越低。
You will just keep going downstream, going lower and
lower. 而信主耶稣得救的人，
if you believe in Jesus Christ,
却能够在世俗中，
in this world,
向逆流而上，
we can swim against the current,
活出上帝的旨意，
to live out the will of God.
最后，上帝赐给我们新生命的目的又是什么呢？
Then what is the purpose of God giving us this new life?
我们看一看第七节。
In verse 7.
要将他极丰富的恩典。
He might show his incomparable riches.
就是他在耶稣基督里向我们所施的恩赐。
Expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
显明给后来的世代看。
To reveal for the people in the world.
我们蒙恩得救之后
Once we are saved,
活在世上的功用和责任
What is the purpose of living in this world?
就是在我们一生的行事为人当中
That in our lives, in our speech, in our action
像这世代
For this world, for this era
以及是以后的世代
And the era in afterwards
证明上帝恩典的丰富
To prove the richness of God's grace.
有时候是为主做见证，并不是那么艰难。
Sometimes it's not that hard to be to do a witness for Christ.
需要一点勇气。
We may need some courage.
需要一点时间。
We may need some time.
需要对人有一份的关心。
We need to have compassion for people.
我本来今天讲的是准备了一个例子。
Today, we have prepared an example.
但是今天早上回来的时候，上帝把另外一个更好的见证丢在我怀里面。
But this morning, God has given us another example. This morning,
我们当中啊呢有一位啊呢可以说是啊呢是很少数的啊呢白人的弟兄。
Among us, we have a very rare Caucasian brother.
啊呢他是啊呢 Hilton.
His name is Hilton.
啊呢他在不久就要搬到 South Dakota 去。
He will be moving to South Dakota in a couple of weeks.
我们也请大家为他祷告。
We ask everyone to pray for him.
啊，能让他能够是在那里适应。
So that he can adjust to his life there.
他来到我们这个教会。
He came to our church.
那他在几年前他是听了福音信主。
And he accepted the Lord.
在这里受浸。
And was baptized here in our church.
而他今天早上带来一样东西给我们看。
Today he brought something for us.
这是1991年10月7号的。
Something that was written in 1991, October 7th.
可能有些人认得，这是姚长老的笔记。
Some of you may recognize this is something written by Elder Yao.
原来当时姚长老跟他是邻居。
In 1991, Elder Yao was a neighbor of Brother Hilton.
虽然那时候他的 Brother Hilton 还没有信主。
Even though at that time Brother Hilton did not believe in Christ yet.
但是韩的那个姚长老在搬离那个地方的旧房子之前
，But when Elder Yao was moving away from that neighborhood，
那有一天敲了他的门
，He knocked on his door，
就递给他一个这个的匾额
，And gave him this present，
上面写着说
，It says，
让希尔顿芳龄未存
，For my dear neighbor Mr. Hilton，
良善公义诚实
，Goodness， righteousness。Truth.
然后是爱主之公路圣经
from the Bible.
1991年10月7号
1991, October 7.
用中文、英文都是用毛笔字写的
Use Chinese calligraphy written in both Chinese and English.
一个很小的一个的爱心的举动
It's a small loving gesture.
但是却有了很长远的功效
Yet has a deep impact.
不然怎么样子的，神就把Brother Hilton 带到这个教会了。
Somehow God has brought Brother Hilton into our church.
在这里信主得救受浸。
Was saved and baptized here.
所以今天Brother Hilton 要离开的时候
，As Hilton's leaving us，
特别带来给我们看。
He brought this for us to see.
给我们一些的鼓励。
To encourage us.
我们其实为主做见证。
That we can be a witness for God.
不是长篇大论。
Doesn't have to be a long speech.
不是遥不可及。
It's not something that's so hard to do.
只要你有一点爱心。
Only if you have a little bit of love.
有一些的关怀。
A little bit of caring.
有一点点的勇气。
You have some courage.
去敲一个邻居的门。
To knock on your neighbor's door.
送给他一个那个圣经的话。
Give him a verse from the Bible.
神能够用。
God can use that.
就用那一份的是愿意的心。
Use your willing heart.
拯救一个灵魂
to save somebody.
我们所以从圣经里看到
from the Bible we can see
这就是神拯救我们的目的
it's the purpose that God save us.
另外在第十节神拯救我们还有一个目的
verse 10 is another purpose for saving us.
是要叫我们行善
we're created to do good work.
就是上帝所预备叫我们行的
it's God prepared in advance for us to do.
在现代中文译本里面
In the Chinese translation,
是上帝借着基督改造了我们
that we created in Christ Jesus,
让我们行善
to do good,
这也是他早已计划我们去做的
which God prepared in advance for us to do.
早在创世以前
before creation,
上帝就在恩典中拣选了我们
God has already selected us.
为让我们蒙恩得救之后
so after we are saved,
去完成他的计划和工作
to do His plan and complete His work.
我们得救以后的生活
Our lives after salvation
是要证明上帝的恩典
is to prove God's grace
我们得救以后的作为
Our action after we're saved
是要完成上帝的托付
to complete God's plan
在主复活节
in this Easter
我们感谢主赐给我们新生
we thank God for giving us a new life
也让我们记得主在马太福音五章十四十到十六节所说的
Remember what God says in the book of Matthew chapter 5 verses 14
你们是世上的光
You are the light of the world
人点灯不放在斗底下
Neither do people light a lamp that put it under a bowl
是放在灯台上
Instead they put it on its stand
就照亮一家的人
Gives light to everyone in the house
你们的光也当这样照在人前
In the same way that your light shine before men,
叫他们看见你们的好行为
that they may see your good deeds,
并将荣耀归给你们在天上的父
and praise your Father in heaven.
主给我们新生
God has given us a new life.
让我们用生命来到荣耀主
and use our life to glorify God.
让我们祷告
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们谢谢你
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为主爱我们
because the Lord loved us.
为我们牺牲
and sacrifice for us.
让我们因此也能够彼此相爱。
So that we can learn to love one another.
并且是愿意按照主的意思来到付出。
And to be willing, to live our lives according to God's will.
求主就施恩给我们。
May God give us more grace.
因为主你给了我们新生。
Since you have given us new lives,
让我们愿意为主而活。
Help us to be willing to live for God.
荣耀主名。
To glorify God's name.
我们软弱的地方求主帮扶。
In our weakness, we ask for your strength.
我们不足的地方求主补足。
When we shortcoming, we ask you to supplement us.
我们跌倒的时候求主扶持。
When we fall, we ask you to support us.
我们远离的时候求主带我们回来。
When we go far away from you, we ask you to bring us back.
让我们能够在这个复活节。
And in this Easter Sunday,
再一次的立志,
be a good example.
能是善用主给我们的心身,
to use the life you've given us well,
为主而活,
to live for you.
因为耶稣已经从死里复活,
Jesus has resurrected,
使我们能够面对明天,
so we can face tomorrow.
恭敬感恩祷告,
we thank you and pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在这个时候请大家如果你可以站立的话一起唱诗是因他活着
This time if you can stand we ask you to stand up we'll sing Because He Lives 'Cause sent His Son They call Him Jesus He came to love Heal and forgive He lived and died To buy my pardon An empty grave is there to prove My Savior lives Because He lives I can face tomorrow Because He lives All fear is gone Because I know He holds a future And life is worth the living Just because He lives
How blessing mine
A newborn baby And feel the cry And joy He gives But greater still The calm assurance This child can face uncertain days Because He lives Because He lives I can face tomorrow Because He lives All fear is gone Because I know He holds a future And life is worth the living Just because He lives And then one day Across the river I heard life find No war with pain Death gives way to victory. I'll see the light of glory in time. I know He lives because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone because I know He holds a future and life is worth the living
just because he lives.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.
我们接下来是要举行洗礼和接纳会员礼。
And we will have